Dr. Mensch is a member of the group Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment. He said a recent study suggests that wood smoke is creating nearly 40% of the problem in the inversions that strike the Wasatch Front.
There was a study published by researchers at the University of Utah, one of which also has a position on the Utah Air Quality Board, published back in June, that showed that wood burning contributes a much larger percentage of our overall particulate pollution problem than what we might have thought in the past. In fact, they calculated that in terms of directly emitted particulate matter pollution in the Salt Lake Valley, wood smoke contributed 38% of the problem, which is almost as much, in fact, even a little bit more than what all the cars contribute. Particulate pollution is also secondarily formed in the atmosphere by precursors. So that isn't the entirety of the problem, but the point being that this research showed that wood smoke is a much bigger contributor to the overall problem.
He said wood smoke is uniquely toxic, even in comparison to the fumes from car tailpipes and smokestacks.
The EPA actually says that wood smoke, the same volume of particulate matter that you might compare it to secondhand cigarette smoke, is 12 times more toxic than an equal volume of secondhand cigarette smoke. It has at least 200 different toxic chemicals within it. Some of the toxic chemicals are what we know are also present in refinery emissions, like PAHs, which is an acronym for polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, and the mother compound of that group is benzene. Benzene is a known carcinogen. Wood smoke is also unique in it produces compounds like dioxins, which are probably the most toxic compound, man-made compound there is after plutonium.
And Mensch said wood smoke is more pervasive because it produces some of the smaller particles of pollution.
Because of the size of those particles, they really seep seamlessly into virtually everyone's home. So what goes on in your own chimney, just in contrast to Las Vegas, what goes on in your chimney doesn't stay in your chimney. It actually gets inside everyone else's homes because these particles are so small. They seep seamlessly into everyone else's atmosphere. So you're not only polluting your own home and endangering your own health by burning wood, you're also doing that to all your neighbors as well.
He said residents in Park City should be concerned about the Wasatch Front inversions.
It's like we're all in the same airplane. We're in a very confined airshed. And what one person is doing to the atmosphere affects what everyone else is doing. We don't tolerate anybody smoking on an airplane any longer. Well, we need to think of our airshed as much the same way. We shouldn't be tolerating anyone who's putting out such a disproportionate amount of pollution as they do by burning wood. Compared to natural gas furnaces, and depending on the type of wood-burning device you have, you're putting into the atmosphere anywhere from 3,000 to 90,000 times more pollution from a wood-burning device than you are compared to a natural gas furnace.
The doctor noted last winter's inversions drew international media attention, but the state legislature's response was tepid at best. We asked Dr. Mensch if the wood ban prohibition wouldn't be bad news for people who make a living selling wood. He had this reply.
Well, people make living selling cigarettes. That doesn't mean we should smoke. If we ever really try and improve sources of our air pollution, there will be people whose jobs are jeopardized by that. But on the other hand, we're killing a lot of jobs from businesses who don't want to locate here because of our air pollution. Now, those are different jobs than the few that might be lost, but nonetheless, there probably will be an overall economic benefit to an idea like this rather than an economic liability.
The physicians group recently made a presentation to the Utah Air Quality Board. He said their next step is to approach the Salt Lake City Council, probably next month, and ask for an ordinance to phase out wood burning. Dr. Mensch said that would apply year-round eventually.
The medical science has established very clearly in probably the last 7 to 9 years that X amount of pollution emitted any time of year has the same health consequence no matter what the current air pollution concentration is. In other words, if you're going to add one particle of pollution to the atmosphere when the air is clean, you're having as much health consequence to the community as if you add that particle of pollution during one of our worst winter inversions.
Dr. Brian Mensch from Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment, who said they will go later to the Salt Lake County Council. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.